Hello, Pine Creek. I'm Neville Gigi, and I'm here with Coach Fred
and Ava Amston. So they are our varsity coach, Mr. Fred, and one of our varsity players, Ava. So being a phenomenal team, being third in the state, going into playoffs, how do you keep kind of that mindset of being a dominant team going up against newer teams? How do you think that would – how do you keep that?
I think the main thing for us is to just go day at a time and respect everybody, our opponents. We don't focus necessarily on outcomes. We focus on what we do and how we perform. And I think that helps us keep that mindset of we got to play hard every game. And our identity is not on whether we score goals or whether we allow goals. It's on how hard we play and how much pressure we put on other teams.
I think it's also important to like make sure that we keep up our confidence and like know our abilities.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing in sports. So with you being here ever since the opening of the school, Mr. Fred, constantly building on your best record and overall being able to learn from the past and constantly improve your players, what do you think could be better next year and how would you come back to keep on top of the scoreboard for Pine Creek?
Oh, good Lord. Good question. I mean, how do we stay elite? How does the program stay elite and all that stuff? And I think it's just building a foundation that, the younger players like Ava and some other one of our underclassmen want to continue to be a part of and want to continue to kind of model that for the previous, the seniors. We have a saying that says tradition never graduates, and it really is something that really matters to a program like the Pine Creek women's soccer program that has been successful and has gotten close to the championship year after year, and we're always there. And so how do we keep that kind of mindset? And I think it's all about can we define what is success, can we define what is wins, losses, and all that stuff, and what does that actually mean? And I truly believe that when a group focuses on the right things, anything can be achieved. So in preparation for next year, we're doing that already this year. We're doing it with what we're doing, setting the standard. And so when new players come in, whether it's freshmen or JV players that make varsity and so forth, they understand what we want to be a part of. And I think that unity, that work ethic is going to be there. And it just lasts long. We've had to redo stuff because we have a senior class that sometimes doesn't lead very well. And right now we're very fortunate. We have a great senior class that has been leading us extremely well.
Yeah, to kind of talk about what you just said there, how do you kind of prep the incoming seniors, or do you think, they've been here long enough, they know what to do, they know how to lead this team?
Well, we start in September, and do once a week stuff, and then we get into indoor soccer and that continuous just communication about what we can do and what we are able to achieve. I think it's important that way they get in their heads early that, hey, we can be a great team. And I think they get it too. I mean, we got athletes that play at the highest level in club and all that stuff as well. And so they know what it takes. They know the hard work and all that stuff. And so we're very fortunate here at Pine Creek to get athletes that are used to that type of mentality. And maybe what we try to add on top of that is being together, the unified type of thing, and so because we're our school, we play for each other, we play for in some ways a bigger cause than a club team.
So your senior leaders are kind of what really unites everybody together, you think?
I think they can set the standard, but I also strongly believe that it doesn't matter if you're a captain or you're a senior, everybody can be a leader. Everybody can kind of show what it takes to work hard and all that stuff. We have a freshman on our team, and her work ethic and how hard she works on the field models a lot about what we need to do, and I think that motivates others as well. Maeve is a great example as well, as someone that's always moving forward, attacking, that type of presence on the field, and that's the type of player we want to have. And so it's not just the seniors, but I think if the seniors don't do it, that really can affect the team.
The other classes can fill in as well.
Uh-huh.
So cut this out. Sorry, my laptop. We'll just cut this out. So, how has the team come together? With different atmospheres past seasons? Kind of how have you been able to bond, and do you think it was easy to come in and bond with the other girls?
You know, I think one thing that was kind of special with our team is that most of our team now, or basically all the team, never really got to play high school soccer for a long time, or at least on varsity because of COVID, and some people are new. And so I think one thing that's really cool is, like, last season was really our first season to kind of come together. And, like, I think a lot of people also play on the same club teams as each other. And so I think that also helps because we've already, like, had those friendships and we're all just becoming really close. And, like, we have team dinners basically every week before a lot of our games, and that definitely really helps because we can all just laugh together and, like, eat dinner, and it's just really fun. So we've definitely have a really, really, really close team.
And then do you think kind of coaching helps build the atmosphere with the team? Like, if you don't have a team that bonds, how do you kind of help repair that or build that bond between them?
You know, just doing it for so many years, if there's ever issues, we deal with that one-on-one with the individual players and ask them, what do you really want out of this team? What's your goal and all that stuff? And once we come with a common ground, I think that really helps. Haven't had to do much of that with this group. That part's been pretty easy because they really have connected and bought into what we want to do as a program, and I haven't had to sell it. They're the salesmen to each other. They're the ones that really try to push it, you know, and it's been nice. It's probably one of the most hands-off season I've had with some of these things. You know, we still try to do things and get them to be thinking about what it means to be Pine Creek soccer player, but what it means just to be a person playing soccer, and how that can carry over to not just in the soccer field, but overall in life.
Yeah. Okay. I think that should do it, right? Yeah. That wraps up. All right. Thank y'all. And congrats on the season so far.
Thank you.
Hopefully you guys can make it to state.
Thank you.
Absolutely.